This is the Truth Hurts program with Steve Z. Hello and welcome to another edition of the Truth Hurts program with Steve Z. That would be me, the not yet award-winning program that tells it like it is. We expose the lies of the left, the Democrat Party double standard, and of course, we report on things that the mainstream leftist progressive liberal woke slimeball media refuses to report on, like the abject failure of Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. as the supposed president of the United States. I took 3 days off from the program because yesterday was President's Day, but I was astounded. I went to get the oil changed on the old F-250 at the dealership, and I noticed that Louisiana State Department of Public Safety and Department of Transportation folks were there at the dealerships getting their vehicles worked on as well. And I said, "Aren't you guys off? Today's a federal holiday." And one of the state of Louisiana employees says, "Well, we would be off for President's Day if we actually had a president." Almost fell on the floor because that was a great line. I'm not sure why the state of Louisiana Department of Transportation workers had to work yesterday. It was, after all, a federal holiday. But perhaps with the newly minted Republican Governor Jeff Landry trying to clean up the state from 8 years of destruction by the previous Democrat administration, there may be a justification for having all the state employees working yesterday. As the man said, appropriately, we don't currently have a president in Joe Biden. Joe Biden went on television and defended his mental acuity about a week and a half ago, if you recall, saying, quote, "I know what the hell I'm doing." But at that same exact press conference, Biden mixed up two politicians on the world stage. And with sleepy, creepy, touchy-feely, muttering, puttering, fluttering, shuddering, stuttering, stammering, mumbling, fumbling, tumbling, bumbling, crumbling, mopey, dopey, little girl, gropey Joe Biden supposedly running the country, you always have to be on guard to see what he's going to screw up next. Supposedly, Joe Biden was talking about the Gaza Strip, the Palestinians, the Hezbollah, the Hamas, and the Israelis. And he was supposedly upset because Israel was not letting humanitarian aid into Palestine. But instead, Joe Biden gave us the following word salad.
The conduct of the response in the Gaza Strip has been over the top. I think that, as you know, initially the president of Mexico, Sisi, did not want to open up the gate to allow humanitarian material to get in.
Now, I'm not quite sure why gropey Joe Biden chose to call the president of Mexico into this ordeal, unless he, of course, thinks Mexico is right there next to Israel. And given Joe Biden's mental frailty, I can understand why. But instead of calling him Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, he decided to call him President Sisi, or Sisi. His quote was, of course, "As you know, initially the president of Mexico, Al Sisi, didn't want to open up the gate to allow humanitarian materials to get in." Supposedly, he was referring to Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. Of course, jumping all over this latest gaffe, the American public, except for the mainstream leftist progressive liberal woke slimeball news media, led this time. However, the commentary came from none other than Donald John Trump Jr. That would be the son of President Trump. He said, "Biden not making the best case for himself, that he's not too old, by referring to Egypt as Mexico, saying that Mexico has a gate next to Gaza. Who on earth thought it was a good idea to roll Joe Biden out past bedtime? Unless, of course, the Democrats are throwing him under the bus. That's great, great commentary coming from Donald Trump Jr. Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk said the incident was brutal. His Twitter, X, commentary said, Joe Biden has another flub during the press conference attempting to prove he's still fit for office. As you know, initially the president of Mexico, El Sisi, didn't want to open up the gate, blah, 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 blah. Abdel Fattah El Sisi is the president of Egypt. This is brutal. Your president.
The conduct of the response in the Gaza Strip has been over the top. I think that, as you know, initially the president of Mexico, Sisi, did not want to open up the gate to allow humanitarian material to get in. I talked to him. I convinced him to open the gate. I talked to Bibi to open the gate on the Israeli side.
Okay, so you talked to the president of Mexico, El Sisi? Really? All right, my friends, I understand this is a foobar on the part of the president. He meant to say the president of Egypt. Instead, he said the president of Mexico. But this should prove to you that the man is not fit for office. He said he also spoke to Bibi. I guess he's talking about Netanyahu, but it is what it is, my friends. This president has got serious issues. In the same speech, he forgot where his son, Bo Biden, who died in 2015 of brain cancer, got his rosary. Remember? This stuff was pretty funny as well, and actually pretty sad.
When I said, when I we pushed all these programs, I said I'm going to be a president for everybody, whether you live in a red state or a green state.
A red state or a green state? That's your president. It's red and blue, simple primary colors you should have learned before kindergarten, Mr. President.
He raised that. Frankly, when I was asked the question, I thought to myself, it wasn't any of their damn business.
Now, Joe Biden being angry, alleging that Robert Hur is the one who brought up Bo Biden's death, came out as a fake news item, where it was Joe Biden himself who brought up Bo Biden's death during conversation, and it was not Robert Hur who asked about it. Another lie of your president.
Let me tell you something. Some of you have commented, I wear since the day he died, every single day, the rosary he got from Our Lady of...
Go ahead.
Every Memorial Day we hold a service remembering him attending where he...
I wear this rosary every day in memory of my dead son who died on the battlefield in Afghanistan. I wear this rosary from the Holy Church of Our Lady of... Kid. I don't remember. But I'm qualified to be the... You know, the thing.
I think that, as you know, initially, the president of Mexico, Sisi, did not want to open up the gate to allow humanitarian material to get in. I talked to him. I convinced him to open the gate. I talked to Bibi to open the gate on the Israeli side.
Hello. Put me through to the, you know... Put me through to the president of Mexico.
Hello, thank you for calling the president of Mexico office. My name is Rosalinda. Can I help you?
Yes, I'm not sure why, but I have a phone call for the president from the president of the United States, Joe Biden. Do you think he can take the call?
Yes, I will get the president. Hello, Mr. Obrador, I have a Joe Biden on the phone for you.
I wonder what he wants now. New chickens? Hold on, I'm coming. Hello, Obrador here.
Joe Biden. Senator, Vice President, no, President of the United States. Yeah, listen, I'm getting a lot of heat right now.
Is this about the immigration?
No, this is about something, you know... The thing, the humanitarian thing. Listen, I'm going to need you to go ahead and open the border.
Open the border? We already opened the border.
No, I mean the one to Palestine over there, President Sisi. We need you to go ahead and open that border to let some humanitarian aid into Palestine.
Hey, Joe, this is Obrador, President of Mexico. We don't have border with Palestine. We don't have border with Egypt. We don't have border with Israel. What are you talking? Go back. Oh, I understand. I understand. It's past your bedtime. It's after 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I know that the lid was placed upon your press conference, but it's too late. Go take some more milk and go to sleep, Joe. We will talk tomorrow.
This isn't President Sisi of Mexico?
This is Obrador of Mexico. Sisi is president of Egypt, the other side of the world, you idiot.
I've got this rosary that I'm... How dare those guys, Robert Hearn, the thing. They talked and asked me about my dead son, Bo, who died in Afghanistan defending the country.
Mr. President, I think it is past your bedtime. Maybe time for more medication. Your son died of brain cancer in 2015. He died in the United States. Listen, put Dr. Jill on the phone. I need to talk to your lovely wife.
That's probably what's going on. I mean, this is your president, my friends. Hey, Joe, how much money do you want to send overseas? How much money do you want to send? I mean, we need to know a number, Mr. President.
Over $1,300,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000
8%. 9 poor and disabled Americans on Medicaid, not Medicare. The treatment they need for asthma, diabetes, so the wealthiest Americans can keep cheating on their taxes.
What?
And by that, I'm saying every wealthy American cheats on their taxes.
Only me.
But we have 1,000 billionaires in America. You know the average tax rate they pay? 8, E-I-G-H.
E-I-G-H?
8, E-I-G-H, 8, E-I-G-H percent.
We have in the United States of America 750,000 billionaires. I mean, 750 billionaires.
You gotta stop doing that, okay? It is weird.
It's easy for you to say.
It's part of $8.2 billion investment we're making in 10 major rail projects across America.
Over a billion, 300 million.
Wait. The disability, no matter how expensive, no matter what drugs they use, even if you're using cancer drugs.
Even if you're using cancer drugs,
10, 12.
No matter what your prescription drug costs are, and some.
I've got over 6 hours of Biden gaffes, flubs, farts, nose whistles, clicking of the teeth and the tongue, saying, anyway, and then just walking away. I've got video clips mounting in my hard drive here about probably 4 hours straight of watching Biden try to leave a stage and getting lost. And that doesn't translate well on an audio-only program such as the Truth Hurts program. But it's a shame. This is what other nations see our leader to be. A frail, feeble-minded, mental patient. An obvious puppet. A man who, even while reading cue cards or a teleprompter, cannot read 2 coherent sentences without a screw-up. You can't blame this on a childhood stutter. This is advanced mental decline. It is age-related. But don't worry, my friends. You have the excuse for your own death in the future if you choose to fly on certain United States domestic airlines. United Airlines has said that they don't really care about the qualification, the education, the experience, the skill, or the ability of the people that they will entrust to multi-million dollar aircraft and to your life. They have made an announcement that within the next few years, they are going to make damn sure that the academy that hires and trains pilots uses a diversity, equity, and inclusiveness checklist to make sure that the, quote, pilots of the planes that we fly resemble the passengers that we are flying around. Now that's got to scare the hell out of you. My last flight, I was sandwiched between two fatties, and I'm not trying to be rude here, but this woman dressed out about 310, and the guy dressed out probably around 280, and I was sandwiched in the middle seat, and I rang the bell and said, "Can you please put me somewhere else or let me off the plane, because I have not only no room to put my arms on the armrests, I have fat rolls encroaching into my seat area, and that ain't proper." Fortunately, they did find me a seat elsewhere in the plane, and I don't think they tried to squeeze anyone else in between Fatty 1 and Fatty 2. I think they ought to charge extra, but that's just my opinion. And I digress. Yes, my friends, United Airlines says that they want to make sure that they hire at least 50% minorities, women, and I believe somewhere in there, people with certain disabilities to fly the airplanes that you and I are in. My question is this. Would you rather, if you had to have major complicated heart surgery or brain surgery or eye surgery even, would you have as your very first priority the notion in your mind, "I want to make sure that the person operating on me checks off a diversity, equity, and inclusiveness box"? Or do you want the very best, most experienced, most skilled, most physically and mentally capable person performing that delicate surgery on you? I think if you asked anyone the question, would you rather make sure that your surgeon is a Latino, lesbian, African-American mix, or the best surgeon no matter what color, I would guess that 999 out of every 1,000 people would say I'd prefer the best, most qualified surgeon, but there are a few out there who want to make sure that the equity, diversity, and inclusion checkboxes are all marked. Good luck with your surgery there, buddy. All right, I want to buzz through some headlines here today on the Truth Hurts program. I'll try and get through these quickly. Joe Biden speaks out on nuclear threat to United States from Russia after mumbling and fumbling and stumbling and stuttering and stammering. Nothing came of it. Congress shuts down Biden's energy policy and passes an act to continue natural gas exports to places like Europe. Thank God. This Fox Business article is entitled, "Inflation Struggles Are Pushing Blue-Collar Workers to Vote Red in the November Elections Coming Up." That's the reason, my friends, that they want to import so many illegal, criminal, law-breaking, trespassing migrants and ship them to red states or keep them in southern red states, because when the census is counted, guess what? The Electoral College votes based on the number of warm bodies in a geographic area, and they can steal another election by misusing the Electoral College. The next article, "Joe Biden's catastrophic presidency represents the final surrender of the West." We may have to go into this one a little bit more. This is out of a European, actually a British publication known as The Telegraph. Douglas Murray says, "The death of Alexei Navalny in Siberia should be a reminder to democracies of the world. Not all countries play nice. Some, like Russia, play very nasty. And while we in democracies should, of course, keep to our own standards, we should not be capable of being outflanked or outsmarted by the world's tyrannies and despotisms." But that's exactly what is happening at the moment. It's not just that Vladimir Putin is entrenching his power inside Russia and attempting to push his forces ever forward into the Ukraine. It is, wherever you look around the world, the unfree states seem to be advancing, and the free ones are more and more in peril. And Joe Biden lacks the ability, the testicular fortitude, or the brains to do a damn thing about it. The next headline reads, "Acting Deputy Chief of the U.S. Border Patrol suspended for alleged misconduct." I think he's the same guy that called out Biden's border crisis. Next headline, Biden suddenly freezes while attacking Trump over NATO remarks. Here's one I'm going to play for you. It's about 48 seconds. Take a listen.
The clock is ticking, and this has to happen. We have to help now. You know, we have to realize what we're dealing with Putin. All of us should reject the dangerous statements made by the previous president that invited Russia to invade our NATO allies if they weren't paying up. He said if an ally did not pay their dues, he'd encourage Russia to, quote, do whatever the hell they want. I guess I should clear my mind here a little bit and not say what I'm really thinking, but let me be clear. This is an outrageous thing for a president to say. I can't fathom. Can't fathom. From Truman on, they're rolling over in their graves hearing this.
Biden demands that impeachment proceedings against him be dropped. Yeah. Okay. We'll just drop it because you said so, Joe. Here's an article entitled, Company Fined Nearly $2 Billion Over Illegal Modifications to Pickup Trucks. They Inflict Harm on People. An engine manufacturer is now having to pay the second largest environmental penalty in U.S. history, $1.6 billion, to settle claims that they outfitted hundreds of thousands of trucks with software to defeat pollution controls. Cummins, the diesel engine truck manufacturer, is now supposedly in violation of the Clean Air Act. Oh well, it is what it is. Next headline, Andy Miller in Fox News writes, Biden blasts the House of Representatives for their two-week vacation despite facing continued criticism for his own frequent beach trips. You gotta love when Joe Biden calls someone out for vacationing. Isn't that crazy? Oh my goodness. Take a listen to your president.
No, but it's about time they step up, don't you think? Instead of going on a two-week vacation. 2 weeks, they're walking away. 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
What are they thinking? My God, this is bizarre. And it's just reinforcing all the concern and almost, I won't say panic, but real concern about the United States being a reliable ally.
We are not an ally of the Ukraine. They are not a member of NATO. They are the country that is blackmailing Joe Biden and his crime family. So stop saying we're not helping an ally because the Ukraine has never been an ally of ours. Joe Biden chewed out the House of Representatives on Friday for taking a two-week recess, which he referred to as a vacation, despite facing criticism himself for the number and frequency of vacations he has taken during his presidency. Joe Biden, according to statistics, data, and actual facts, has been on vacation more than 41% of the time he has been the supposed president. Claudia Tenney writes in Newsweek, Biden must either be charged or removed. There is no middle ground. Americans, of course, still trying to process the disturbing report from the special counsel Robert Hur on Biden's unquestionable mishandling of classified documents after his time as vice president. It's hard to decide what's more surprising, Biden's blatant disrespect for the law or the report's conclusion that Biden is mentally unfit to stand trial. Now, we've all watched and heard as Biden stumbles through speeches and falls up and down stairs, but the nonpartisan special counsel's report raises concerns about Biden's ability to fulfill the duties of his office and has brought those concerns to a new level. After concluding that, number one, President Biden knowingly and willingly removed, mishandled, and disclosed classified documents repeatedly over two decades, Mr. Hur recommended that charges not be brought against him, stating that, quote, at trial, Mr. Biden would likely present himself to a jury, as he did during our interview of him, as a sympathetic, well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory, unquote. This should tell every single criminal over the age of 65 that it's okay to commit whatever damned crime you want to, as long as you say, I don't remember. I don't remember that. The reasoning
is alarming. Mr. Herr recited numerous instances in which President Biden exhibited dramatically compromised mental faculties. Among the examples, he lists how the president was not able to recall when he was the vice president, or the year his son Beau had passed, when it was Joe Biden who brought up his son Beau's passing, not Mr. Herr. He couldn't remember details of a debate over Afghanistan that he was a part of while he was vice president in the Obama administration. Herr described how even back in 2017, Biden interviews with ghostwriters demonstrated a diminished mental capacity, with him being, quote, painfully slow at times, and with, quote, Mr. Biden struggling to remember events and straining at times to read or relay his own notebook entries. So then Herr decides the president exhibits so much evidence of mental decline that it's not worth pressing charges? I shouldn't have to tell you this. Least of all, I shouldn't have to tell the special counsel or the attorney general that selective prosecution is morally, ethically, and legally prohibited. We don't prosecute or decline to prosecute people based on their personalities or the public's anticipated perception of them. If Robert Herr finds that evidence is reasonable to bring charges, he must bring charges. And the Department of Justice cannot ethically bring charges against former President Donald Trump because he has mental acuity, and then decline to bring charges against Biden because he has no mental acuity. Biden must be charged, unless he's not mentally competent to stand trial, and then he must be removed from office under the 25th Amendment. Those are the only two choices. I don't understand how it's not that simple. Biden either needs to be charged or he needs to be removed. There is no middle ground. By the way, Claudia Tenney is a Republican House of Representatives member from New York's 24th District in the U.S. House of Representatives.
Criminals, please pay attention. If you are an American citizen or an illegal alien over the age of 70 and you have committed any criminal activity in the past 20 years, the Biden United States Department of Justice may now be able to help you. If you can provide a special counsel report that calls your mental acuity into question, you may be able to escape prosecution for any crimes you have committed. Bidenex is the topical treatment that allows you to commit treason, sedition, insurrection, murder, embezzlement, money laundering, influence peddling, illegal possession of classified documents, and more, immune from prosecution. If you feel that you might be prosecuted for any crime and you are over the age of 70, please contact the Office of Special Counsel today at 1-800-ELDERLY. That's 1-800-ELDERLY. Call today. If you qualify, the special counsel can prescribe Bidenex to you without needing to be seen by a physician. Bidenex will allow you to escape prosecution and still keep your job, even though you have been deemed mentally incompetent and incapable. Bidenex is the breakthrough prosecutorial immunity drug, but it only applies to Democratic Party members. MAGA Republicans need not apply. To get your Bidenex, call 1-800-ELDERLY today. That's 1-800-ELDERLY today. This product is not designed or intended to treat any illness. It is only for prosecutorial immunity for Democratic Party elderly members. I am a non-attorney spokesperson.
If you like what you hear, please tell a friend, a coworker, a family member, a neighbor, or especially someone with whom you disagree about our political situation here in the USA. Nothing ticks off a liberal more than having to listen to the Truth Hurts program with Steve Z. All right, folks, I've run out of time for this edition of the Truth Hurts program. It was a little rambling, but, you know, I get a pass. I'm just back from a vacation. Go out there and make it a great day, and we'll see you next time. Thank you for listening to the Truth Hurts program. Opinions expressed are protected free speech under the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. We apologize if you are offended, but we retract nothing. Background music by Jason Shaw and Audionautix. Copyright 2024, the Truth Hurts Program Network, all rights reserved.